Good morning. I'm Walt Lindela. In the studio with me this morning is Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zeibert, and also is Heidi Schneiderhahn, who is the co-director of the Critical Incident Stress Management Team. Good morning.
Good morning.
Okay, Heidi, let's start there. What is the, first of all, the Critical Incident Stress Management Team? What is that all about? And you're looking for folks then also get involved with this. Tell me about it a little bit.
Yes. The Critical Incident Management Team is a volunteer organization that helps first responders, firefighters, police officers, EMTs, the ER, nurses, doctors, deal with a critical incident after a stressful incident has occurred in the field. Our team works with professionals. And our team is all volunteers to help them prevent post-traumatic stress disorder.
So this is basically in effect for people that are in that line of duty, in that line of fire, first responders that may find a situation that could be particularly distressing, or it may be a cumulative effect of working in that kind of environment, right?
Correct.
Now you're doing training, and you want people to know about that. Tell me what's happening with that.
Our team has been together since 1992, and we're looking for more volunteers to join our team to help with professionals in the area. We're having a training on Friday, November 2nd and Saturday, November 3rd, so that you can become a critical incident stress management member peer.
What are some of the goals with this training? What are you hoping to instill in someone that signs up?
You'll learn skills to work with our team. Actually, there's several different teams in the UP, so if you want to join our team and you live in Baraga or you live in Houghton or the Sioux, you're welcome to come to our training. But we're actually looking for people for our Marquette team. You'll learn the 7-step Mitchell debriefing. You'll learn how to do diffusings. You'll learn how to do one-on-ones and be a member of the Central UP CISM team here.
And we're also joined in the studio, Sheriff Greg Zeibert with us. Greg, I know you've been involved with this to a certain extent as well. This is important even for yourself as the sheriff, your deputies, and those that respond to maybe accident scenes or whatnot. Why is it important to have this kind of opportunity for debriefing and being able to, I guess, handle a lot of it?
Right. I'm what's called a peer, and I'm because, you know, police officers are these big macho and, you know, they don't get affected by, well, if I'm there and we're debriefing as a police officer, maybe they may come in a little more willingly.
Right.
But I've had many officers over the 30 some years I've been in law enforcement where there's a shooting situation, a drowning, and a bad accident all in 1 week. And it takes a toll on
it'll affect you.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
You can try to be all serious and, like, you know, yeah, like you said, macho, and I'm the cop, and I'm the, yeah, or I'm the fireman, or I'm the whatever. But this can really affect you. I mean, you're dealing with some very bad stuff.
Right. Right. And I've ordered officers to attend, and afterwards they were very thankful. They said, you know, I didn't think that it affected me that much, but, yeah, it really does work. And we're not like psychobabble. We're not psychologists. It's basically allowing a person to unload or debrief about,
right,
you know, what they saw, how it happened. And when you get all the people who were at the scene of an incident, and all you know is what you did, you don't know what the others, and everyone fills in the holes to help complete the puzzle.
Mm-hmm.
And it really does help.
So Heidi, with this training again, when is it happening? How do people sign up? And what, first of all, what's the goal of getting somebody? Like, who's this for to get this training?
This training is for Upper Peninsula volunteers. Mm-hmm. It's to help people stay volunteering as firefighters, EMTs, first responders. It's really to help their well-being, because they're going to have, we call it, normal reactions to abnormal events, and we want to help them after that abnormal event. So they can give, my phone number is 906-373-9591. If they want to give me a call, I can get them registered. It is going to be taking place at Great Lakes Recovery Youth Center in their community room. It's November 2nd and 3rd, but I do need people to sign up by the 24th of October.
Okay, so the number again for folks to call is?
906-373-9591.
We'll also have that information at our website at sunny.fm. We'll post this interview for you coming up here in just a little bit. Heidi Schneider-Hahn, co-director of the Critical Incident Stress Management Team, also Marquette County Sheriff Greg Zibert joining us this morning. Thanks for your time this morning, and I hope we get some folks signed up for you for this critical training.
Thank you.